Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning a sect that's made Kadon Dav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going on the kasha that it asked if Mashke Mayim Lizron is either Chayrish or Zerea, why is the Mishnah say that Yilana be Mashke based on Shlochan and Shemitah? Shemitah, there's an Issa Deraisa of Zerea Sanchalei Sidra, there's an Issa Deraisa of Chayrisha, Rashi says, Bechayrish of Akatsa Tishbeis. How could they be mata to mashka based on shlochem shviyas? That's the Gemara's kasha. By mind, we understand it's mishum tircham, it's a davar oven. However, we understand that, but by shviyas we don't understand. By answer, because shviyas was manazez derabanan, and a male they mata mishum seida because the whole shmita is derabanan mizmanazez. And Rava says even if it goes like derabanan of ready that hold the shviyas mizmanazez deraisa, but only aves are also not toldes. The aves are Zeria and Chavisha itself, but the toldos of Zeria and Chavisha are mutter, are not deraisa, and the mela, that's why Chazal can be matter it. And how does he know that only aves are also not toldos? He says, Mechte Zmira b'chal Zeria, ubetzira b'chal tzira. He says, Sadchalei Sizra, that's Zeria, v'karmachalei Sizmar, that's a tolda of Zeria. And then it says, Es sviach k'tzirchalei Sixar, that's k'tzira. And then it says, "Is imven is vechalei sivsa." That's betzira, which is the tolda of ksira. Why would it have to say the tolda of zriya, which is zemira, and the tolda of ksira, which is betzira? To teach you, these are the only toldas that you chayiv, but the rest of the toldas are not deraisa. Ad kan the sugya segemar. So I want to discuss the issur of ksira on shviyas. Bring down a machlekes rishenim, a shailim rishenim legavi the issur of ksira. And had it stimming it with the sugya. Because this sugya is mavur, that the malacha of ktsira is asur on shviyas, and therefore the malacha of betzira would be a tolda, would also be asur, and the fact that it says betzira teaches you that toldas aren't asur. Now on the pasuk, as sviach ktsir chalei sivtsar, this invein is recha lei sivtsar. Right? That there's an isur of ktsira, and the Gemara calls it sviach ktsir chalei. What's sviach? Rashi says, something which you didn't plant but grows on its own. It's still an issa leisiksar. And Rashi explains leisiksar. Rashi says in Chumash, li is mazdaba kashar kotzer, lehefke yulakal. It doesn't sound like there's an isser to do the maisik tzira. Leisiksar means li is mazdaba kashar kotzer, lehefke yulakal. In the nizirecha leisivsar, Rashi types like this. What's nizirecha? Nizirecha means something which nazarta vefash melamem v'loyif karta. That you watched it, you guarded it, you prevented people from taking it. Leisivsa means aysam ain't a baitza. You're not allowed to be baitza that. Element amufker. So again, Rashi is saying a sviach ketzircha leisivsa means you can't be machzik in it like yours. In the nizirecha leisivsa, Rashi teaches the word nizirecha meaning something which is guarded, and leisivsa means you can't cut it altogether, only minahefker. Now the Ramban there says that Rashi doesn't mean that once you guard it becomes asir. That's a machlekes rishonim regard to shmita. If let's say you were over the iser of being mafke the field and you guard it, you didn't let anyone take it, does that make it asir b'achila? The Ramban says Rashi holds it does not. When he says this, inven izrecha leisivsa means don't harvest your grapes when it's nizirecha, when it's being guarded. Make sure to be mafkir it, and then harvest it together with everyone else. So it's kind of saying the same thing in a different way. As Sviach Ketzircha Leisiksa is talking about things that grew by itself, and saying Leisiksa meaning, don't harvest it in the way that a Bailam harvests it, you have to be mafkir it. And the second thing is, Inven Izrecha Leisivsa means, if you're guarding it, don't harvest it. In other words, harvest it without guarding it. Harvest it with the Eifen of Hefker. The Ramban holds very similarly. He just says that nizirecha means that it grew by itself. He says, why is that way? So it's saying exactly the same thing. Just the whole psukim there are saying sadeh and kerem. Sheishanim tizra sadecha v'sheishanim tizmer kamecha. V'shana shviya shasir zot sadecha leisizra kamecha leisizmer. Esviya ketzircha leisizra imizrecha leisizra. It's paralleling sadeh and kerem. And it means the same thing. Sviach Ketzircha means what grew by itself. You can't be kaitzed, meaning you can't keep it for yourself. You have to be kaitzed together with everyone else. As Inven Izrecha means the grapes that grew by themselves, you can't be kaitzed for yourself. You have to do it for everyone else. At the end of the Shtickler of Man, he brings in the Teres Kainim, it says like this. as even Israel Sivsar, Minashama Ba'aretz Yad Debeitzer, Aval At Debeitzer Minam Ufker. Saying, you can't be Beitzer if it's guarded, you can be Beitzer when it's Hefker. Loi Sivsar, Kederach HaBeitzer, Mikan Amru, Te'enim Shal Shvius, En Kaitz Aitzer Mimiktsaya, the figs of Shvius, you can't cut them with a cleave, which is normally used for cutting. They ain't Darchem and Oven Begas, you can't press the grapes in this big wine press. El Darch Bareva, you put them in a pail, and you press them there. So Rabban says the end of the Teres Kainim is a the Teres Kainim means means, and this is the sheet of Revi Shainim, that there's no issur of eating something which is shamer. It's just you're not allowed to be shamer it. So it means you can't be beitzer it like an owner. You have to be mafker it, and that it says you can't use a miktsaya. And you can't be derech levin begas, but you're derech barev, and that's an smachna midarabana. You don't use these big kalim in order to remind you not to come to shim with asifas peiris. So what comes out from the Rabban, and seemingly from Rashi, that the isil lav of sadchel, of asfik tzirchel esiksev, imzachel esiksev, so the lav is to be mafzik et kabbalim and not be mafkirit. And to be kaitzit kederech ha-kaitzit, that's an issa derabanan, that the Teres Kainim is an asmachta. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Perek Dalet, it's mavur, holds exactly the opposite. In Hilchos Shmita Perek Dalet, Aleph, he says like this, v'zeh shenem er svir k'tzirchel esikzer, shle yikzer kederech she-kaitzit b'chol shana. When it says a svir k'tzirchel esikzer, it doesn't mean you can't cut it. You can cut it. You can cut it and eat it. But you can't cut it the way you cut it every year. Like it. Then you get Malkus, Kagayan. Let's say you cut the entire field, and you made a big pile, and you made Disha with the Bakar, so that was what you did the whole year, then you get Malkus. He doesn't say anything about not being Mafgirit. Let's say you went down to the field, you Mafgirit. But no one came, and you come, and you cut the entire field, and you make a Kree, and you dash with Bakar, Zak the Rambam, you get Malkus. You being either on the live is svik tzirchel esiksar. Now, kaitzu mad mad v'chayvid v'eichel, you kaitzu a little bit, you just kaitzu a little bit, and you bang it, and you eat it. You don't make a whole big production. And you get malchus if you do. And in Halacha Chavbeis, he says about the peiris also, peiris sheyetzu ilim b'shviyas le'yesim kederach sheyesu b'chol shana, shenemes inviz rechel esivsar. And if you did, like it. So the Rambam holds faket for the Rambam. The Teres Kainim says like this: as even as Rechel is sivzar, min a shomer baritz yat the beitzer, aval the beitzer min a mufker. Le sivzar kederech a beitzer. We can't amru teinim shel shviyas and kaitzer eisim mekzay v'derech anav megasel v'derech v'arevo. So the Teres Kainim says two things. He says le sivzar means min a mufker and min a mshuma at the beitzer at the beitzer min a mufker. You can only cut from things that are guarded. You can't cut from things. Only things cut things that are mufka. You can't cut from things that are guarded. And then he says, "Leisifse kederech shabaitshim." And that's why it says you have to be mishana from the derech shabaitshim. The Ramban says that the ikur drasha of Teres Kainim is the first drasha. That this is a law of the raisa to make sure to be mafka. Don't be kaitzer to be baitzer like a bailam. That it says you have to be mishana, that's an asmachtim in Arabonic, the shlev and the shimav asifas peiris. The Rambam says, punk faket. The Rambam says, if you do it, kederech asifas peiris, then you'll like him. And then the Rambam in Alcha Chavdal, it says, mitzis asay, lahashmit komash atay tzaritz b'shviyah, shnem ashviyah tzishmitenu tashna. So mitzis asay, all the peiris shviyahs you have to leave hefker. V'chol anoyel kaima sedei b'shviyahs bitl mitzis asay, v'chein. It must have called Pereza Latech Beisai. It's Bittu Mitzvah's essay. Eliafka called Viana called Shavimbay. So he says that someone who goes and gathers all the Pereza's and does not anyone take them is Eivra Mitzvah's essay. Does not get Malchus. When do you get Malchus? When do you Eivra the love of Esvir Katsirchal Esigzar? When you Kaitzer in the Eifen of Kalashana Kula, like you Kaitzer Kalasad of Ehemet Kivadash Bebakar. Very interesting to Machlaikis Vishainim. The Ramban, like Rashi Alatari, learns the pasuk is svir k'tzirchel esikzer, nizach leisivsa means be mafke them. It's a lav, don't take them for yourself, be mafke them. And the iser of being kaitzer k'chol hashana, the Ramban says is an asmachta. The Rambam learns as svir k'tzirchel esikzer, nizach leisivsa means, and this is how we learn the Teres Kainim, and that's the ikub shat, means don't do what you do Kedera Kol Hashana, and if you do, you get Malkus. That's the law of the race. It's not an Asmachta. Being Mafka them, that's the Asmachta. That's only an Asay. You don't get Malkus. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shinchach, Ches Mishkim, that says exactly like the Rambam, Kedarka. Now let's see the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Mechdei. Zemira b'chalal zemira, u'betzir b'chalal k'tzir, l'malach z'kas v'nei rachman. L'mei mahani told us, mechayev v'chnais v'loi mechayev. So when the Gemara is discussing b'tzir and k'tzir, the Gemara is clearly discussing a malacha of b'tzir and k'tzir. If the Yisayda Dover is to be mafgir, so the Gemara is not, there's no drasha for that. There's no issa, not k'tzir and not b'tzir. They're both perfectly mutim in their isa. The issa is when you're not mafgir. So now they do a toldus and avais. Rav Shapella, the Gemara is mefurish, not like the Ramban. The Gemara is mefurish here, mechtei, zmir b'chlal zmir, and then b'tzir b'chlal k'tzira, that there's nisim malacha. So according to the Rambam, I hear, there's an nisim malacha to do a kederach kol shana. So he's saying, it says nisim malacha b'k'tzira, we should know the toldos of b'tzira. But according to Rashi and the Ramban, that the din of esvir k'tzir chol esikser, as imis and sifser, means to be mafka them, Vashtein this Gemara, Amram Shapel. So, Ka'ein this Kasha, I found in the Torah Zrum, in Masech Tashvi's Parachas Mishnevav, on the Rash. The Rash learns that this din that the Mishnah says, that you can't be Kaitse Gederach Kol Hashon, is only when you're not Mafkir. That's the third Shita. It's only when you're not Mafkir. If you're not Mafkir, then you have an Issa. If you're Mafkir, you can be Kaitse whatever way you want. So, Chayit Shver, this is the Torah Zrum's Kasha. If it's a issa malacha, like the Gemara implies, it shouldn't make any difference if you're mafkirt or not mafkirt. The Yisuri malacha by Shvi has nothing to do with being mafkirt. Hazak the Teir Zeram to answer the Rash. He says, even according to the Rambam, there's two separate dinim in Ksira and Betzira. Because we mentioned the Rambam in Perek Dalet, that talks about a lav of Ksira when you do a Kederach Kol Shana. And a lav of Betzira when you do a Kederach Kol Shana. There's also a Rambam in Alacha, in Perek Aleph. The Rambam says like this, Mitzvah Saseh Lishvus Me Avedis Arts, Avedis Ilam B'Shana Shvius. There's a Mitzvah Saseh not to do Malacha on the land or on the tree, to be Shavus and Avedis Arts Ilam B'Shana Shvius. And then he says, V'chala Eisim Malacha Avedis Arts Ilam B'Shana Zu, Bittul Mitzvah Saseh. That's first of all. He's Mevatul Mitzvah Saseh V'Shav Sarit Shambas Lashem. Shnav Shabbos in Yil Arts. Fine, and that's Zriya and Zmiri. So far I didn't say Ktiri yet, right? But there's a lav derice of doing Avedis Aretz. And then Alok Avedzi says, Ein Alokim in a Tere El Ala Zriya V'Ala Zmira V'Ala Ketzira V'Ala Betzira. And that's Ramesh Avasugya, that the only time you're Aver is if you do Zriya or Zmira, or Ketzira or Betzira. And Charishi holds is not Malkus, Charishi is an Asay. But Al Kopanim, so you only either a leikim in a Torah is Zri and Zmira and Ktsira and Mitzira, all the other Toldos are Derabanan. So here he's discussing Avedis Aretz. He's not discussing Bechlal, what to do with the Paris. He didn't get to that yet. Perek Aleph is about Avedis Aretz. So Ktsira and Mitzira now have a Melacha L'Tzarech Aretz. He says, and it's Bedafka when you're doing a L'Tzarech Aretz. When you're doing Avedis Aretz Ilonis. He's discussing doing malacha of Avedis Aretz and Ilanis, and which malachas of Avedis Aretz and Ilanis is Aser? The lav is only on Zriya Zmira and Ktsira and Betzira. Zog the Teir Zeram, he's talking about a Zak Ktsira and Betzira, which you're doing it for the land or for the tree, Avedis Aretz and Avedis Ilan. And there he doesn't say anything about doing a Kedera Kol Shana. He says, you're not going to do Avedis Aretz and Ilan. Which Avedis Aretz V'Ilan specifically are Aser, that you get Malkus? You're only Iver and you get Malkus on Zriya, Zmira, Ktsira, Mitzira. That's Avedis Aretz V'Ilan. It doesn't say anything about doing Kedera Kol Shana. So what is the Pshat? That you're doing the Ktsira and the Mitzira in order to facilitate the Zriya and the Karka. You're not gathering the fruit. You're doing a Ktsira like a Zaymer, like this type of thing. You're doing a katsira or a betzira to facilitate the growth of the fruit, to make an avoid of arts, to make they should be able to use the arts or the ilan. That's Perek Aleph. And Perek Dalet is discussing another issue. He's discussing the issue of gathering the fruit. And there is a din, according to the Rambam, that when you gather the fruit, even if you mafka them, If you do it kederach kol shana, you like it. And that's a din in the harvesting. The Rambam in Perek Aleph is discussing the farming, the creating the crop. And if you do tzira and betzira to create the crop, to facilitate the growth of the crop, that's a lot of tzira and betzira. That's a vayda saretz. The Rambam in Perek Dalet is talking about harvesting. The way to harvest on Shemitah, if you do a kederach kol shana, according to the Rambam, it's a lot of the raisa. That is in the Chazon Ish, says it's also Mefurish. The Chazon Ish is discussing what it means, Ksira B'tzira V'Asugya. He says, Ava Divi Rambam, Perek Alef Halach HaBeiz U'Gimel, U'Perek Dal Halach Alef Halach HaBeiz, Mamish brings down both Rambams. Both the Rambam, Perek Alef Halach HaBeiz U'Gimel, that's the Rambam that we just mentioned, that he says is a mitzvah, that if you do Avoidness Aretz V'Ilan, you're over alive, that's Halach HaBeiz. And Gimel, you're only over the lav on Zriya and Zmira and Ksira and B'tzira. And then Perek Dal Halach Aleph Halach of Beis is talking about the that there's an iser to do zriya, to do ktsira kederach kol shana. So he says like this: Avdei v'ram Perek Aleph Halach of Beis u'Gimel Perek Dal Halach Aleph of Beis mevur the ktsira u'betsira la'avaydes haaretz la'avaydes ilam like an aleh. V'niyesh b'chlal b'ktsira b'tsira inya mechudish shein tol zerei v'neteya. It's really not ktsira b'tsira. It's a total of zrei netei, because you're not doing it to harvest the ground, to harvest the fruit. You're doing it because you want to do some aveda in the ground. But the Torah chayav aleihem, and the Torah makes a special chiyav on them. Alts esviya ketzirch leisig zemizach leisivtzar. That means the Rambam pretty much says this in Perek Dalet. Listen to the Rambam's lashon exactly. And again, in Perek Aleph he says there's an iser of aveda saaretz, and in Halacha Beis he says the only aveda you like on is Zriya, Zemira, Ksira, and Betzira. And that's from Avodas Aretz. Now listen to Perek Dalet. Zeh Shenemer, Svir Ketzir Chol Eisik, So Shal Yitza Kederek Shekaitza Kol Shana. Vim Katzir Kederek Shekaitza Kol Shana Loika, Kegoyin Shekatzir Kol Asada Vehemet Kri Vedash Bebakar. Svir Ketzir Chol Eisik means don't harvest it the way you harvest it every year. If you did it, in other words, you did the entire field and made a big pile, and did Disha with the cattle. Oy! And that's also like. So he says there's two things. There's katzar kedar shekal shana, katzar kol aset of emek tkiri v'shvakar. Oy, shekatzar la'avaydus aretz, kamayshu bi'arnu. Where did he explain it? In Perek Aleph. And he says the same thing in Halach HaBeis when he gets to Betzira. He says, Aperi sheyetzi ilu mishviyus li'atzim kedar shekal shana, kol shana, shtem v'esim v'zirach li'sivsar. V'imbatza la'avayda se'ilan, oy, shabatza gederach abaytzim leika. Two things. La'avayda se'ilan means to facilitate the growth of the ilan, or, yabaytza gederach abaytzim. So, in the din of esviach etzircha le'siksa, there's two completely different halachas. One is a halacha when you're doing a la'avayda se'aretz and la'avayda se'ilan. That's what it says in the Torah Zeram, that's what it says in the Chazon Ish. That's what's meduyik mshtayik in the Rambam. And that's tamoser. It's Avodas Aretz, Avodas Se'ilan. And that's what Agmar is talking about. And there's another one. There's an issur about harvesting. Harvesting, there, Kol Shana is another issur. Now, Mitzad Malacha. So, Zak, the Torah is wrong. That answers the Rash. We ask the Kasha and the Rash. If the Gemara is Mavur Salz Malacha, so why are you saying it's only also by Meshumer and not by Mufker? Tezot Tumatud Ben Isurim. The Rash is talking about the issur of Kedar Kol Shana. That's not to do Malacha. That has to do with the gathering. The Rambam holds it's usher even if you're mafkir it. The Rash holds only usher if you also mishamir it. Come to us, I think the three shittas in Rishayim about this isser of gathering. The Ramban holds the ikir isser is that you're not mafkir it. Gathering kederach kol shana is an asmachta. The Rambam holds the ikir isser is that you're gathering kederach kol shana. Not being mafkir it's only an assay. The Chinuch holds you need both to be over. You need that you should not be mafkir it and you should do a kederach kol shana. Not the Chinuch, I mean the Rash. The Rash holds you need both to be Eiver, but I'll go upon him. All this is discussing the din of Ksir and Betzir, which is the Issa of gathering. But Zagman, the Rambam holds, is another Issa, of Avodas Aretz. So Melech, you can learn the Rash that way, like Tarish Ram says. Melech, can learn the Rash also that way. This two separate Issurim. The Rashi is discussing the Issa and the Pasuk of the gathering. And that's what the Rambam's discussing. And then they say the Issa is that you're not after it. Not that you're gathering Kedera Kol Shana. There happens to be another iser, avodas haaretz of ksira and betzira. That they're not discussing. And Reb Chaim Knievsky in Derech Emunah, in Perek Aleph of Katan Yigimel, he also discusses this. In the Bi'alacha there, he discusses, when do you see both these Yisurim from the Pesukim? It's a Bissel Sher. Palakapanim is two separate Yisurim, like we explained. And now this Gemara is going on the Avedis Eretz one, and that would answer, there's another issue in the Rishonim, there's another issue of Ksirim Betzira, of the harvesting, and there the Shaila is, the Rambam and Rashi learned the Isser is that you're not Mafkir, the Rambam learns the Isser is that you're doing Kedar Kol Shana, not being Mafkir is an essay, and the Rashi learns the Isser is, A, that you're not Mafkir, and that you've been Kaitzer Kedar Kol Shana. Okay. But then besides for that, there's an Isser Malachim, and that's only when you're doing a Lavedis Arts, Lavedis Ilum, you're doing it to facilitate the growth, and that's what Agamar is talking about. And now let's go Levitin this Gemara. Like we said, Machloek is Abaye and Rava. Abaye seems to hold that watering the plants and Shvius would be an Issa Deraisa, and the reason why it's Mutu Mashkeh Beis Shlochem is goes like Rebbe. Rebbe Ol Shvius was Manazer is Derabanan, and that's why they were Mekel, otherwise Deraisa. But Rava holds no. Rava holds that all the Tolas are Derabanan, and the Gemara brings along Braisa about how you learn that from the Psukim, all these Tolas, and the Gemara answers Minarabanan, Ukra Smachta Balma. So, come this the way Rava learns the Mishnah. The whole din of Mashke Mayim is Ram and Shvius is an Issa Derabanan. Midiraisa, there's no such Issa. And Mela, that's why the Rabbanan were matted. Now, Pashtas, why were the Rabbanan matted as Issa Derabanan by Beis HaShlachim? Because of Pseida. And as I say in the Rambam, Hilchashmita Perak Alaf Allah Yud. Minai Tiru Kalelu. Shem Lo Yashke, Tasaritz Malecha. Vyamas Kalechaba. Vyel Vyissa Dvar Me'elu Ketzem Midivreim. Lagazrol Elu. The Rambam says clearly, he goes to Rava, the only thing that's asim midaraisa is Zriya and Zmira and Ksira and Betzira. Everything else is asim midarabanan, and when there's a Pseid, the Rabbanan won't kaiser. And the Rambam is very meduik that only Beis HaShlochem is Mutter and Shvius. The Rava Mishnayis says that by Shvius it's Mutter even to Yimashka Sad the Beis HaBal. Very interesting. And Taisus later on the Avavam and Beis says, B'Shem Rashi on the Mishnah, that also, it's mutter even based about, but he learns that Rashi, there above the base was chayzef what he said on the Mishnah, and Lamaisi is only matter of base shlachim. And Taisus also holds that way, and the Rambam also is mavur that's only base shlachim. Now the Taisus Yandiv brings this, and he says, two time and why a base about would be mutter and Shemitah, either because they weren't chayzef by Shemitah b'chlal, or because when it's only for a week, so a base about can manage. If it's for an entire year, even a base of Baal can't manage. Now he brings it from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi was really discussing about whether you could be mashka by Shvius min akilain or by Mega Shavin. See, the Ritva asked a kasha. Ritva asked the following kasha. He says, so Kuntitz, what's Rav is saying? Rav is saying that since all these tolders are there abundant, the Mela they were makel by Ashkas Mayim by base of Shlachin, because it's there abundant. He says, so why were they asa by nichush, by lenachesh? Ha-menachesh ha-mashke mayim l'zrom, the Gemara puts them together. So why is there a heter to me mashke mayim by shvius, and there's no heter to menachesh by shvius? So the Dvar says, I'll tell you why, because nichush is a big tircha. By ashkas mayim gufu, we only find its asr from a mayim. But from megashamim, from a kilim, which is a big tircha, l'mayis it's asr. So nichush blives like ashkas mayim from megashamim and kilim. So that's very interesting. So the Dvar is mavur that this Isser of being mashka from a kilin and mega shaman doesn't only apply to Cholamayit, it also applies to Shvius. By Cholamayit we have a klal. In order to be mutti, you need two things, the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara explained in the Beis HaMinal. You need it should be a pseida, and even pseida is only mutti when there's not an excessive tircha. Zogdi Dvar, the same thing is true by Shvius, and that's how he answers the kasha. Why Menachesh is also by Shvius? Because Menachesh is excessive tircha. He says Yesh Mefarshim that Menachesh is only also by a Beis HaBal, just like Ashkas Mayim Azram. But he says Leinar. He doesn't like it. He thinks it's a Dachik. But Lamaisa other Rishonim, the Meiri on the Mishnah and the Muki Yosef on the Mishnah, say Mefurish that it says that you can't use a Kilo and a Mega Sham is only going back on Cholamayid. On Shvius is no Esetircha. And then mashma like this, Shvius, you need Pseida. If you don't have Pseida, be us on Shvius. But there's no Issa Tircha. Once it's Pseida, Chalamayid is an Issa of Tircha, even by Pseida they weren't mad to Tircha, Shvius is no Issa Tircha. So this is a big shalom Hilchah Shmita. Are you allowed to be mashka a beis shlachim on shmita from a kilo to make a sham? On Chol HaMoed, you're not. On shmita, are you allowed or not? The Ritva says you're not, but the Muki Yosef and the Meiri, and we have also Rashi Ksavyan on the Mishnah. Rashi Ksavyan on the Mishnah also is Mefurish. We have also like the Meiri and the Muki Yosef that it's mutter on shvius. Also, the Rambam was a mechalik. The Rambam says you can mashke beis shlochem by shvius. He doesn't mention anything about from a mayin or from a kilayin. So the Rambam lechayes Mefurish that way. And the Chazish passes that way, and Simon Tezayin Sivkat Nidalad, and Simon Chafal Sivkat Nidzayin. Reb Chaim Kinevsky brings us down in Derech Emunah on the Rambam, Sivkat and Samach Tes. And he writes, the Ritva is Machmir, but we paskin its mutter. Now, the Meisir of Kuk, the Magia and the Ritva there, asks on the Ritva, the Chayri Shalmi is Mefurish that way. The Shalmi both here and Shvius asks for Akasha. How come by Chol HaMoed is an issa of Kilan and Mega Shaman, and by Shvius is not? And the Yishalmi says two terutzim. The first terutz was, there's no issa tircha by Shvius. And the Gemara is mafur that way, l'chari, because the Gemara, we'll see it, the Gemara in the Avdalanim and Beis, it says that you can't make an Amma Mitchila by Moed and Shvius. You can't make an irrigation ditch. So the Gemara says like this, Mishlai Mechol HaMoed is Mishum Tircha. But Shvius may tama. Because once you bring matter and shvius to irrigate the fields, why can't you make an irrigation ditch? There's no it sounds clear, there's no issa tircha by shvius. What's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is mashed and word that way? They have none of the days. Mamish Mefurish, that this issa tircha Chol HaMoed, there's no issa tircha and shvius. Chayvei Shver in the Ritva, that assumes, both here and on the Mishnah, that there is an issa of kila megasham by shvius, and that's how he explains Nichosh. To answer his kasha from why Menachesh is us and Shvius, Milvadi, it means the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's only by Sodeh Beis Abal, but I don't understand the kasha that well. The heter of Shvius is because of Pseida. If you don't water a Beis HaShlachim, that's Pseida. Nehechates, if you don't weed a Beis HaShlachim, it's Pseida. They're the same in the Malacha. They're both the Malacha of either Zrei or Chayrish, like Rabbi of Yosef. But in the Pseida Shabbai, Nehechates, they're the same. A field without water, a beis shlachim is gone. A field without weeding could be just a milah. Stickle shver, what the hechrich to the kasha was a field. Balkapanim, what comes out? We have actually even a machlokes if the din by hashkas mayim b'shvius is dafka by beis shlachim or even by beis abal. But that's what we're saying. The pashtus is the Rambam and Taisus and Avav and Medeis and Kama other rishanim. So it's only mutter beis shlachim because you need a pseida. Mashenkin beis abal. But there is the Rav and Taisus b'shem Rashi in the Mishnah that says that even beis abal is mutter. But then we have, when you have a beis shlachim, by Chol HaMoed there's an iser from a kilayin and a gesham when it's a tircha. And the Ritva assumes that iser applies by Shemitah also. But Kamir Yishenin, Muki Yosef, the Ritva, not the Ritva, Muki Yosef, the Meiri, and the Rambam are all clear that you don't have the Isser of Kilayin by Shemitah, and the Yerushalmi, and also a couple of Bavli's Mashma, is Mechal no Isser Tircha by Shemitah. You need Pseida, otherwise there's an Isser, they're abundant of these Avedis Akarka, but once you have Pseida, they didn't make an Isser Tircha by Shemitah. Isser Tircha by Chol HaMoed. Okay, let's go back to Abyssal. The Gemara and Estira, about being mekashkish, about hoeing the ground around the trees. That one brisa said it's mutter, and one brisa said it's aser. So Gemara said it teretz. There's two types of kishkushe. There's two types of hoeing. Chad of ruy ilana. One is to make the ilan stronger. The chad stume pili. One is to fill in the cracks of the ilan. If ruy ilana, if it makes the ilan stronger, it's aser. Stume pili yishari. If it fills in the cracks, it's mutter. So Rashi says, what's the chilik? Because Rashi says, stume pili is a pseida. Stume pili shem sadem ekam shilin shari, this may be shem pseida. And it was really, it's the same malacha, but when it's necessary simply for every lana to make it better, so then you don't have a heter. When it's stume pili, meaning it's otherwise the ilan's going to get damaged, so then you have a heter of pseida. So the Karenari says, the interesting are, he says, that would be a good teres according to Rava. Rava holds all these things of the Ravanan. And Mail the Rabbanu will make it Bishum Seid, and that's why Yamashke Beis Hashlachin. So Mamela, you can make this chilik if one Baisha says it's Aser, one Baisha says Mutter, it depends if this Pseid is Mutter, if there's no Pseid, it's Aser. But according to Abaya, the Baishas are discussing in the Raisa to get in. Right? So, Midaraisa, there wouldn't be a chil between Evruy Elanam and Stume Pili. It's only a chilek derabanan, not pseido. So how would Abaye answer the steer in the braces? As they affect the Karenayim. So he brings the Ritva, says no, that the chil between Ivri Elone and Stumei Pili is a different type of kishkush. Ivri Elone happens to be an Aveda, Stumei Pili is Tam, you're filling in the cracks, it's not an Aveda b'chalal. And that would be according to Abaye. But then he says another channel, P, another Ritva. The Ritva says, the whole Gemara's kashrus is only according to Rava. Because according to Rava, the Bryce is saying, and this is the Rabbana, and this Bryce is saying that it's Mutter. Samela, the whole Bryce means an Issa Midarabana, and this Bryce is saying it's Mutter. So Avishaila is a Mutter, is an Asr. So that the answer is, Chilik Stumei Pilin of Rielona, and Rashi learns is the Skilik of this Pseida. But according to Abaya, the Bryce that says that it's Mutter could mean that it's Mutter Midaraisa. The Bryce that says, Vashvizish Vitenu Natashta, that you Natashta from Mekashkishin, you could learn that it means Midarabanan, and it's an Asmachta. That's what the Ritva says. So according to Abaye, the whole kash is not shver. It could mean the Brisa that says it's mutter means mutter midiraisa. The Brisa that says it's asim means asim midarabanan. So Mel, if you learn that way, you can learn like Rashi. There's no chiluk in the malacha. But according to Abaye, anyway, it's not shver. Midiraisa, it's asim midarabanan, it's mutter. Rav and the holds that everything is derabanan. So what is it? Is it asim or mutter? So then the Gemara's mechadish depends. There's two types. One is a pseidon, it's mutter. One is no pseidon, it's asim. But according to Abaya, the Brisa that says that's mutter means it's mutter in the Brisa. The Brisa that says it's us, it means us in our abundance. You don't have the cash in the first place.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.